T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now on Total Information AM, we're going to talk about CABP. What is that? Well, more than 5 million Americans are diagnosed every year with it. It's the most common type of pneumonia, community-acquired bacterial pneumonia. And here to tell us what we need to know about it is Dr. Robert Perrier. He is from the Washington University School of Medicine, Department of Emergency Medicine. Doctor, thanks for your time this morning.
Oh, my pleasure.
Yeah, doctor, tell us about this CABP.
So community-acquired bacterial pneumonia is what most people know as or call pneumonia. It is one of the leading causes of infection-related death that we see and causes significant amounts of people being hospitalized or needing to be admitted to the hospital. I work in the emergency department, so this time of year I see a good number of people with pneumonia, and we have various treatments that we use in order to fight the infection that is causing this infection in the lungs of patients.
And I'm sure, like a lot of diseases or conditions, it's best if you can recognize the symptoms early and get treatment early. So what should we be looking for?
So some of the more common symptoms with pneumonia are a cough. Oftentimes it's productive. So what we mean by that is you're coughing up yellow-green kind of thick sputum. You can have high fevers. Chills and sweats are very common. People, as the pneumonia or the infection in the lungs gets worse, they'll develop trouble breathing, and that's a very concerning sign. Whenever they start having trouble breathing, they should call 911 and come to the emergency department. Some people will have chest discomfort, especially with their coughs. They'll feel very tired and have body aches as well. And then if there are any color changes to the lips, which means you're not getting enough oxygen in your body, definitely call 911 and come to the emergency department.
And how important is it to catch this early?
The earlier you catch it, the less complications it can cause. So if we can catch it early, start you on antibiotics if it's bacteria causing the pneumonia. We can treat and fight off the infection before it infects more of the lungs and causes significant trouble breathing. And so the earlier you can treat pneumonia, the better.
And a concern is that I'm seeing here we're in the region covering St. Louis. Reports show up to 40% resistance to the most common types of antibiotics. How concerning is that?
That's concerning to us in the medical field. And the CDC recently put out that resistance is a serious threat here in the United States. And worldwide, we're seeing resistance grow as well. And so if the antibiotics that we commonly use to treat pneumonia are no longer working, we need to use other antibiotics. And so we are always concerned, especially in people that are what we call immunocompromised, or you don't have a strong immune system. Maybe you've been on many antibiotics previously for various infections. You're more likely to get resistance or have bacteria that causes your pneumonia that could be resistant to the antibiotics we commonly use. So we will do cultures, try to identify the bacteria, what it's resistant to, and make sure that we put you on an appropriate antibiotic that can fight the infection.
And so there are options that you can identify and then use to treat this.
Yes. So there are antibiotics that we've used for many, many decades, and we still use those antibiotics. But if we suspect or you have risk factors for an infection that could be resistant to antibiotics, we have new antibiotics now available and that are FDA approved. St. Louis should be very proud. They participated in a clinical trial recently that I was involved with, testing a new antibiotic called lefamulin or Zenletta. And this antibiotic is entirely new and one of the first new antibiotics in a whole new class in the last 20 years that's been FDA approved, and we can use it to treat resistant infections. We, again, will identify the bacteria and look at what it's resistant to, and then tailor the antibiotic regimen to the pneumonia itself.
We are talking about pneumonia with Robert Poirier. He is a doctor at Washington University Medical School, Department of Emergency Medicine. Doctor, who is more susceptible to contracting this form of pneumonia?
So people with immune systems that are weakened or have been compromised. So cancer patients that are on chemotherapy, people with rheumatoid arthritis or autoimmune diseases that are on what we call biologics or immune modulating medications. Definitely people that are over the age of 70 and younger children as well. Infants, newborns, young children are more susceptible to pneumonia and having more serious consequences. And so we look at those patients and assess their risk and their other medical issues and make sure that we put them on the appropriate antibiotic. That's why it's very important patients get immunized as well against pneumonia. There are pneumonia vaccines out there, and we know that people that are vaccinated with the pneumonia bacteria do better than those who are not vaccinated that develop pneumonia.
And so who should get that vaccination? Is it like the flu vaccination where everybody should be better safe than sorry, or is it just those in the high-risk categories?
Right now, it's recommended those in high-risk categories, so typically young children and people that are older, so typically over the age of 70. People should ask their primary care physicians if their vaccinations are up to date and ask if they're eligible for the pneumonia vaccine.
All right, so those who are listening, that's some good advice there. What other advice do you have as we wrap up talking about this community-acquired bacterial pneumonia?
So staying healthy and healthy living, so eating well, sleeping well, making sure you get good exercise. There are ways you can prevent the spread of pneumonia. That's coughing into your elbow or kind of the crux of your elbow, covering your mouth, washing your hands frequently, and when you are sick, trying not to expose other people, especially those who are elderly and those who are very young. So those are good preventative measures to help prevent the spread of pneumonia to others.
And you mentioned early in the interview that this is the time of year where you see a lot more of them. Is that right?
That's true. In the winter, we do see more both viral infections and bacterial and pneumonia infections. People are inside more and closer together, and so it's these bacteria are more easily spread, especially in nursing homes and other settings where people are, because it's cold outside and they're more indoors, there's a higher rate of transmission.
All right. So very timely advice as well. Dr. Robert Poirier, he is with Washington University Medical School. Doctor, thank you very much for educating us on this very important topic this morning.
You're welcome.
Coming up next on Total Information AM, the news.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.